hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 447
on Now You Know.
For those of you who have been with us for a while, you already know that Zach and I started Tesla Time News back in August of 2016.
And we've been bringing you Tesla Time News now for 447 weeks in a row. And if you're like, why is Tesla Time News coming out on a new day?
Well, in case you missed it at the end of last week's show, we told you that we are now switching up the format a bit.
We are now going to be bringing you Tesla Time News 3 times a week. Obviously, it won't be a 1 hour show, but the news is happening even faster now. And with the time it takes to record and edit a 1 hour show once a week, often the news we're reporting on could be days or even a week old.
With our new format, we hope to keep you better informed on the latest news.
We're still going to be bringing you all the same segments of the show, but now brought to you over the course of 3 shows a week.
Our awesome patrons will still get Patreon bonus stories and Investor Club bonus stories, just more often.
And this will allow Jesse and I to have our weekends back.
Right, because for the past 10 years, Zach and I have not had a weekend off.
We were researching and writing from Thursday right up until we recorded the show on Monday morning.
Please forgive us if the first few shows are a bit rough. We and our wonderful team of editors are still getting used to the new format.
All right, so on with the show. So, wondering what the Tesla Diner in Hollywood will look like at night? Well, here it is with the lights on.
We've also just learned that Chef Eric Greenspan, who is a top-ranked chef, will be in charge of the menu and kitchen at the Tesla Diner.
Greenspan has hosted and competed on countless TV shows and says the Tesla Diner will feature a 1950s retro charm, dazzling neon lights, and unmistakable scent of freshly grilled burgers and hand-spun milkshakes.
And Elon says it will be cool.
And get this, in addition to the two 45-foot LED movie screens, there are going to be 75 V4 supercharger stalls.
75? How are they going to fit 75 stalls on that tiny lot?
Well, there is an adjacent lot that you can see in this photo. But of course, Vanity Fair had to run this article. Elon Musk will subject his notoriously thin skin to restaurant critics. The Tesla investor is opening a Los Angeles diner because who'd dare complain about food service?
Oh my, these french fries, they didn't even use truffle oil.
My Franz von Holzberger was a little dry.
Thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
We spend a lot of time online researching for this show and reading up on technology.
But scammers and data brokers are also online and could be researching you and selling your personal details.
You have a right to stay private. That's why we use Delete Me to protect our personal data.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that will remove your personal information that's being sold online.
Information like your name, your age, where you live, your photos, your email address, and more.
Delete Me's mission is simple: to remove customers' information from search results.
We believe in the right to own, manage, and remove your personal information.
Once you sign up, you'll get a privacy report in 7 days.
Delete Me will remove all your personal data.
Delete Me monitors sites and repeats removal as needed.
And their privacy experts remove you from hundreds of data brokers all year long.
You can also make custom removal requests.
Delete Me provides regular privacy reports that clearly show each individual signed up for their service and just how much data was found, where it was found, and where it was removed.
As we reported last week, DogeQuest is posting private information about us Tesla owners. The nasty people at DogeQuest don't honor takedown requests, but to help keep your data from getting into their hands, having Delete Me remove your personal information from data broker websites will certainly reduce your overall threat exposure.
Sign up for Delete Me via our link in the description and use our code NYK20 to get 20% off. So today on Demented Tesla Vandals, we have this report from Cake News in Kansas.
This idiot in Wichita, Kansas, keyed Abigail Gill's new Tesla on March 20th while her and her family were eating at Olive Garden.
A personal vehicle does not affect Elon, if anything. It's giving him more money to fix the vehicle that you damaged. It's not damaging who you're thinking it is. He keyed this side as well, which, as you can see, this side It even looks like it affected above the tire.
Abigail is in a wheelchair, so good job, insane Tesla hater. You didn't accomplish anything towards your goals, and when law enforcement catches you, you are going to be arrested.
Should be easy. The Wichita police have the date, time, place, and face.
Elon says, wow, this was just mean and cruel. And this just in, it appears that the Wichita police have found him and arrested him.
Wichita police said great investigative work by our property crimes detectives led to the identification, location, arrest, and charges against Jonathan Earhart. On March 27th, just a week after the vandalism, the Wichita police arrested 30-year-old Jonathan F. Earhart, and District Attorney Mark Bennett charged him with one count of criminal damage to property, a severity level 9 non-person felony, which in Kansas carries a sentence of 5 to 17 months in prison.
Bye-bye. Or how about this moron, Jim Pelles, who is staying at the Omni Mount Washington Resort and Spa in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. And while he was there on March 25th, in addition to soaking in the nature, he decided to key Carrie Puyo's Cybertruck.
You gonna key that Tesla?
No.
Okay. Well, we have one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Jim Pelles, regional sales director for Armor Code.
So he works for an AI security company, and he doesn't know that Tesla's have cameras. That alone should be why Armor Code should fire him, not to mention him being a criminal.
Well, it appears Armor Code got the memo.
I'm not even sure what you would call this.
This is deranged Tesla road warrior Demarquian Cox, 33 years old, who's caught on Tesla's Sentry Cam footage ramming his four-wheeler into a Cybertruck at the Golden Palace restaurant parking lot in Texarkana, Texas, on March 25th. Must have been a lot going through the air on March 25th. This was part of the vandalism spree that he did that day, targeting multiple Teslas in the city.
Cox faces failure to identify and felony criminal mischief charges after giving a fake name to police, who later identified him from the footage. He's held on a $105,000 bond at Bi-State Jail.
He was caught later in a Lowe's parking lot nearby attacking two other Teslas.
You can see in the footage that he's backing up to hit the Cybertruck again because he's not doing any damage.
More charges are likely coming as he is tied to other Tesla rammings.
And Elon said, what a jerk. And remember the firebombing of the Tesla Collision Center in Las Vegas on March 18th that we reported on last week?
Well, police have arrested 36-year-old Paul Kim and charged him with arson and possession of an explosive device. Las Vegas Metro PD Assistant Sheriff Dory Corin said he used what appeared to be multiple Molotov cocktails and firearms to conduct his attack.
Five Teslas were damaged, and Kim has been charged with 15 felony counts.
Now, most of these morons are going to get caught and punished for doing these crimes, which shows you how deranged and delusional they are.
Elon says legacy media propaganda is what convinced this guy to do it. Same media that convinced assassins to target the president.
Elon went on to say, a weak mind is easily influenced by propaganda. Sure is insanely ironic that the people shooting bullets into Tesla stores, burning down cars, and generally being violent are calling me a Nazi when I have done literally zero violence at all. And what is likely to be the first of many civil lawsuits for damages against a Tesla vandal was filed last Tuesday in Tarrant County, Texas, against Rafael Hernandez, who keyed this 2022 Model X on March 16th at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport parking lot. The crime was caught on Sentry Cam.
Wait, that's the vandal that we reported on last week.
Yep, that's 56-year-old Rafael Hernandez.
Now, under plaintiff, it says John Doe.
Yes, that's because the plaintiff is filing under a pseudonym to protect his privacy interests as a victim of a targeted threat, vandalism, and property damage.
So how much is the plaintiff filing for?
Well, the suit seeks damages for emotional distress, mental anguish, lost wages, and property damage for $1
million. $1
million.
Wow, and that's just the first lawsuit. But I mean, lawsuits cost money to file.
Well, lawyers like David Cugini, Esquire, are offering this. If anyone in Ohio has a Tesla and it gets vandalized, call me. I'll represent you for free.
And what does Elon think about this first ever lawsuit against a Tesla vandal?
He said, great. So hold strong, Tesla community. As you can see, many of these whack jobs are being caught. And as the word gets out, this craziness will come to an end.
Or you could do this. So it seems the Financial Times can't understand finances.
Yeah, the Financial Times published this article written by Dan McCrum and Stephen Morris on March 19th. $1.4 billion is a lot to fall through the cracks, even for Tesla.
But then, a few days later, after getting blasted by readers, they published this retraction, filling in that Tesla crack, where they had to admit that they...
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, the Financial Times was essentially accusing Tesla of using fraudulent accounting, but it turns out that the Financial Times didn't know how to read a financial statement.
Nice work, Financial Times. Going for the FUD, but falling flat on your face.
This is, again, why you can't trust the legacy media. They hate Tesla and will print anything to try to bring Tesla down.
And they're stupid, so they'll just go, I thought
the gross profit was different than now. I'm an idiot.
And Elon said the Financial Times can't do finance math.
And Tesla posted, and I think the funny part is at the end of the article, there's that ad to try and get you to subscribe, and it's like, impartial reporting, expert analysis, informed opinion.
Wait.
Every word of what you just said was wrong.
None of that's true.
No.
That's all wrong. All right, let's see if you can get this one. XAI acquired X Corp on Friday.
Yeah, let's let Elon explain. XAI has acquired X in an all-stock transaction. The combination values XAI at $80 billion and X at $33 billion, which is $45 billion less the $12 billion in debt. Elon went on to say, good job, guys. Now, Yaroslav, who works at XAI, posted, we no longer need two laptops. Totally worth it.
So what does he mean by that?
Well, basically before, when both companies were separate, XAI was using X data.
You mean from X posts?
Right. Kind of what makes Grok, their AI, so great, in my opinion, is that it gets fed data from X, where lots of smart people are talking about cutting edge issues. But before, XAI engineers had to treat the two companies separately, careful to keep track of what data was being used, because I assume there was like this payment from XAI for X's data.
Oh, and now that they're the same company, that becomes a whole lot easier. One laptop instead of two, so to speak.
Exactly. Now, you remember when YouTuber Mark Rober released that video a couple weeks ago showing his Tesla in FSD hitting a Roadrunner fake wall.
Except that he wasn't in FSD and it looked like, well, there was a lot of shenanigans. Well, Kyle Paul has tested the same thing now multiple times in his 2024 Tesla Model Y using hardware 4 with full self-driving 13.2.8. And
as you can see, he said you can't fool a hardware 4 Tesla using FSD. Now, I do want to point out he also tested a 2022 Model Y with hardware 3, and that did not see the wall.
But hardware 4 did.
Exactly. All right, some SpaceX news. Vietnam said last Wednesday that they will allow Starlink satellite service to begin in the country on a trial basis.
Elon said, cool.
Cool.
Elon posted that Starlink is now available in Oman.
Starlink is now available in Armenia.
And Starlink's now available in Azerbaijan. NASA has added Starship to their Launch Services 2 contract, so that's cool. And Elon posted the first time humans will be in polar orbit around Earth launches on Monday, so that's tomorrow.
Yeah, so this launch is actually going to go over the poles, and humans have never done this orbit before.
I know, it's really cool. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get the best razor in the world, use our code NYK at checkout, and you'll get a box with 100 blades in it for free. Escape into the future. So did Elon predict what is about to happen with full self-driving cars?
Well, back in 2016, when we started Tesla Time News, Elon wrote in his master plan part deux, we expect that worldwide regulatory approval will require something on the order of 6 billion miles of driving.
And Tesla AI posted, collectively, the Tesla fleet has driven more than 3.6 billion miles on FSD. First beta, then supervised. 2.16 billion miles in 2024 alone.
Well, according to Dylan Loomis, at the end of 2025, Tesla should be at about 7 billion plus miles cumulatively with unsupervised approval in key global markets closer than many think. We're not there yet, but given this prediction was in 2016 when self-driving was still in its infancy, this is crazy.
That is crazy. That's almost 10 years ago when Teslas could basically just keep to a lane on the highway. And Elon could see 10 years down the road to this day, which may be upon us this year, a day when regulators see that self-driving cars are so safe that they should be allowed to drive us humans around on public roads.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. David Carr said, "Good evening, Captain. Hey, what are your thoughts on Elon's patch on his jacket?"
And William Shatner responded, "He has excellent taste."
And Farcaster GGN2 said, "You said something nice about Elon, but really, has anyone reached out to you about being at Starship launch to Mars next year? You really should be."
And Captain Kirk said, "Have I ever said anything bad about him? No matter how murky the present may seem, the future is very bright, and I believe Elon Musk represents the future. And no, I'm not going to Mars."
Elon said, "Hop in, let's go to Mars."
And Shatner said, "Only if you're there in the seat next to me, my friend. Oh, and I got a snazzy jacket too."
And Elon posted two rocket emojis. Starlink posted, "Devastating to hear of the earthquake's toll on Thailand and Myanmar. The SpaceX team is prepared to provide Starlink kits to assist with communication needs and relief efforts."
Elon posted, "I know DoD procurement better than I knew any part of the government before Doge. Major reform is needed, and it will happen."
Savannah Hernandez says, "I caught a Jackson Hewitt employee coaching illegals on how they could get up to $14,000 in tax refunds, whether they're working or not. Perhaps figuring out who is receiving tax refunds is the next thing Elon should look into."
Elon responded, "IRS refund fraud payments are one of the several means used by the Democratic Party to attract and retain illegal immigrants in the USA. That's why they're so opposed to Doge stopping this. The Democratic Party is aiding and abetting fraudulent government payments to illegals in order to establish a permanent one-party majority nationally, just like they did in California. The more you look into it, the crazier it gets."
All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what we got out there.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. We've got a new 6-stall Tesla Supercharger here in Ruakura in Hamilton, and it's a little bit out of the way, but it's good that Hamilton's got a second option now, other than the mall in Te Rapa at the base. There's a cafe nearby here called Camarosa, but it is a little bit out of the way, but it is good if you just want to get back on the motorway heading up to Auckland. So overall, I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. Now you know.
G'day, Zach and Jesse. Here we are in southern New South Wales, set on a town called Albury. It's on the border of Victoria. This is Australia's first version 4 Superchargers. You've got 16 stalls here. It's in the second level of the Commercial Club car park. Commercial Club's just over here. That is a gambling facility, so you have to sign in to use the facilities here. But just one block down is the public toilets in the QET Square. And we're just straight off the main street in Albury, and there's lots of shops and facilities in the main street. I'm going to rate this maybe an 8.5 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey, what do we got for new superchargers this week?
We got a lot. Number 21 in Belgium is the 12-stall version 4 at Remu-Champs, Belgium.
The 10-stall version 4 in Tampa.
Number 187 in Texas is the 8-stall at Caldwell.
Expansion from 10 to 20-stall version 4 in Zaragoza, Spain.
The 2-stall version 2 in Changsha, China.
Number 2206 in China, the 3-stall version 3 in Jiajiang.
The 8-stall version 4 at Charleville, Mazarin, France.
An expansion from 8 to 16 stalls in Saint-Brieuc, France.
An expansion from 28 to 60 stalls, version 2s, 3s, and 4 stall in Montlemar, France.
Number 240 in Canada, the 12 stall in Blind Bay, British Columbia.
An expansion from 28 to 48, version 3 and 4 stalls in Verzon, France.
The 12 stall version 4 in Cologne, France.
An expansion from 8 to 20, version 3 and 4 stalls in Lone, Germany.
The 8 stall version 4 in Sprucefield, UK.
Number 68 in Georgia is the 24 stall version 4 in Austell, Georgia.
The 12 stall version 4 in Jacksonville, Florida.
Number 219 in France is the 7-stall version 4 at Fontaine-lès-Dijon, France.
The 8-stall version 4 in Alsasian, Germany.
Number 83 in Spain is the 12-stall version 4 at Rivas Vaquia, Madrid, Spain.
Number 50 in Colorado, the 16-stall version 4 in Highlands Ranch.
Number 34 in Alabama is the 12-stall version 4 in Altmore, Alabama.
The 8-stall version 4 on the move in Knowsley, UK.
The 16-stall version 4 in Cheshunt, UK.
Number 186 in the UK is the 4-stall version 4 on the move in Burnley.
Number 82 in North Carolina is the 12-stall version 4 in Avon.
Number 11 in Iceland, the 12-stall version 4 in Blondus, Iceland.
The 8-stall version 4 in Motten, Germany.
The 8-stall version 4 in Wittlich, Germany.
The expansion from 4 to 10, version 3s and 4 stalls at Wernberg Koblitz, Germany.
Number 256 in Germany. Number 1418 in Europe is the 4-stall version 4 in Augsburg, Hallstätten.
The expansion from 12 to 20 stalls in Detroit, Michigan.
Number 54 in Nevada is the 20-stall version 4 in Las Vegas.
Number 189 in Florida and 2,597 in the United States is the 12-stall version 4 at Lake City, Florida.
And number 7151 in the world, number 3 in the Philippines, is the 4-stall version 4 in Mandaluyong, Shangri-La Plaza, Philippines.
Thank you for spending your valuable time with us today.
We'll see you in a couple days to catch up on the next installment of exciting Tesla, Elon, and SpaceX news here on Tesla Time News. We'll see you then.
Now you know.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.